South Asian news radio shows in the USA. Tune in to Masala Radio 98.7 FM every Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m.
And with that note, hi guys, this is Jawahar. This is Indo-American News Unplugged. And we are on the very, very last show of the year. Can you believe the year's gone by so fast? And we're already, we were thinking that we'd be done with all this COVID mess and so on and so forth, but it seems like COVID can't leave us, or maybe we can't leave that. I mean, certainly it's put a mess in all our plans and so on right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is that we're still here every week after week after week, especially now with this unplugged version of our radio show. So it being Christmas this time of the year, and especially, of course, today it is Christmas, then we are going to be doing a complete show that's all focused on Christmas. And I'll give you more details about this. But in case you just plugged in, in case you just joined us, this is Indo-American News Radio and Unplugged, and you can call me at 281-277-6874. Jawahar once again talking with other very interesting people. Today we are going to have with us some Indian Christians who are going to be talking to us about how Christmas is celebrated not only in India but also over here, how the any of these traditions and so on have changed. And I'm curious about this because, I mean, as someone who comes from New Delhi, we don't often interact with a lot of Christians, but then we have Sikhs and Muslims and, of course, Hindus. And then over here, we have a big melting pot of people from all over the Indian subcontinent. And today we are very fortunate to have with us two people who's going to join us. One of them is in the studio with me right now. And his name is Alex Matthew. Hi, Alex.
How you doing? How are you doing?
Yeah, so Alex is he's going to tell us a little bit more about himself. And soon we will also be joined in by Julie Matthew, who no relation to Alex. But Julie Matthew, as a lot of people you know, she is the Justice of Peace from Fort Bend, who was elected about 3 years ago. And so she'll be calling in and discussing or adding on to what we learned today about Christianity in India and, of course, how it's now celebrated here. Alex, tell us more about yourself.
Well, I was born in Kerala, and I came here when I was in a young age, probably about 11 years old or so. Then I've been here most of my life since then. Well, one thing is that being Christian, you know, we take that culture, what we learn as a young age from there or whatever our parents teach us. We hold that to value when we're living, wherever we're going.
Right. But tell us a little bit more about yourself.
So I minister a church here called Sower's Harvest. It's out of Houston. And we are a... Well, we're based out of here in Houston, it's Sower's Harvest, and we mostly have Desi Indian congregants, and right now it's the Christmas season.
Right. So now, what do you do here besides being the minister, ministering at the church?
Well, I have I wear a couple of hats in life, and I am a licensed inspector. I'm a licensed home inspector.
Oh, wow. That seems like a neat thing.
Yeah. Also a licensed appraiser.
Uh-huh.
Before that, I was a software engineer for about 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So worked at various oil and gas companies and things like that.
So you moved from there to this new career path.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Good. That's great. And your family... your parents, your siblings, other aunts, uncles, they're all over here?
They're all here. My parents, my families, my, you know, brothers, you know, they're all here. My wife probably also has a very large family here. I will always make fun of her saying, you know, China's population will beat you guys. So Christmas and Thanksgivings are, you know, there's hundreds of, you know, families getting
hundreds
together.
Matthew members.
Not quite Matthews, Matthew Thomases and Verghese's and Cauchy's and all of that.
Right, right. Okay, that's interesting. Now you're bringing in another element that I'm very curious about. You and Julia, both from Kerala.
That's correct.
So in Kerala, where were you born?
A place called Pathanamthitta.
Which is where, in relation to Calicut or Cochin?
Well, I would say somewhat in the middle part of Kerala. So, you know, I left when I was young, so I'm not quite familiar with the... I mean, I know where things are at. Trivandrum is on the furthest south, and Calicut is probably the furthest north, and we're probably in the middle somewhere.
Okay. So there is a large population of Christians from Kerala here.
That's correct. There's a large, and we probably, I mean, we probably have a little more than 40 churches here.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's... 40
churches of Indian Christians or people from Kerala?
40 or more churches from people from Kerala. So that means...
No way.
Yeah, so that means, you know, we have a lot of Catholics, Orthodox, Marthama, we have CSI, Church of South India, we have Pentecostals, we have Baptist Church, we have independent churches. So we have a lot.
Wow. But these are people from Kerala.
That is correct.
So if you were to give an idea of the how many people from Kerala are here in the greater Houston area, what would you say?
I would take a rough estimate, probably about maybe a little more than 15,000 or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a large number.
There is a large number.
So, but they're not all from one particular, denomination.
That is correct.
Then, because the people that I know are Marthamites. Which is what, a Syrian Orthodox Church?
Well, it's different. Our churches are split in so many different flavors. We have the Catholicism.
Right, you mentioned.
Yeah, and we have the Eastern Orthodox. We have the Marthama, which is a split from Orthodox back in Kerala, which formed their own church. They have, I believe, 3 or 4 churches, and some of the members probably have 300-400 families or so for each.
Really?
Yes.
How about that? So, and these 40 churches are just spread all over the city?
Correct. Well, most of the churches are in the Southwest area, you know, Missouri City, Stafford, Sugarland area, but they're pretty much split all over the...
I see. What about other Indian Christians? Are there a lot of them here?
There are a lot of, we also have a lot of Pentecostal community here in Houston. Uh-huh. Then we have a few Baptist churches here.
Right, but I meant from other parts of India.
We may have, but our churches mostly rely on the Southwest, pretty much focus on the Kerala church, the families here. So, yeah, that's what we have. But we don't know a lot of other in Christians in other parts of India. We this is our the churches we're talking about was only Kerala.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Okay, guys. This is Indo-American News Unplugged, and we're talking to Alex Matthew right now about the Indian Christians who are here and then where they come from mostly. So we just are being joined now. Just now we got a call in by Julie Matthew, who is going to talk a little bit more about her experiences. Hi, Julie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Cool. Thank you so much for calling. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Jay.
Yeah. So as I told everyone earlier on, Julie Matthew was elected as the Justice of the Peace from Fort Bend County.
No, judge.
I'm sorry. Sorry?
No, not Justice of the Peace. I'm a County Court at Law judge.
I'm sorry. My mistake. I'm getting this mixed up. County Court at Law judge. But which court? Court number?
County Court 3.
3. Okay. Right. So, and Julie, we were just hearing from Alex about his experiences as a member of the the Kerala Christian community. So he said that there's about 15,000 Kerala Christians here in the greater Houston area. And that's a large number. That's certainly very interesting. But how do you all get together to celebrate Christmas? I mean, do you celebrate? Each church has its own, I'm sure, pageantry and all the kind of things that go on, the songs and et cetera, that goes on and during this time of year. But do you have any common denominator here? Julie, you want to tackle that?
Sure. So the Ecumenical Fellowship has all the churches that participate that get together and have a program. And I believe it's there today or tomorrow. So there is an Ecumenical Fellowship that consists of like 19 or 20 churches in the Houston area.
Uh-huh.
And they do have a celebration. But most do, you know, the separate churches and, you know, celebrate. Each denomination probably celebrates a slight bit differently. So depending also on what part of Kerala you're from.
Right. Yes, I see. So, is this common celebration happening right like these days, or has it already happened?
I believe it's tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I was at the one last year, but this year, obviously, COVID, I did not pay attention to exact date or time, but last year I was present.
Uh-huh.
Or the year before, I'm sorry, maybe prior to COVID.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, I see. Okay, and... what about Indian Christians from other parts of India? That Christians, are they here? And do they have their own churches separately?
I know some of Italian. I believe Italians have some churches here, but I'm not familiar with any other parts of India necessarily having churches in the Houston area. I'm sure there are, but I just am not familiar with it.
I see. Okay. Well, what about you, Alex? Are you aware of any?
I know there are Tamil churches here. I know there are Tamil churches here and Telugu fellowship here also. There's a Telugu Christian fellowship is in here, Houston. They have a fairly large community here.
Uh-huh.
There's a Tamil Christians here, and that's about the only two that I know of.
Right. You know, when I drive down... Westheimer, on Augusta and Westheimer, there's a church there. It's a Methodist church, I think. And from time to time, I see the monument sign that's on the front. It'll have something about the Tamilian church, and it'll have something written in Tamilian. So I guess they kind of have services, segregated services for different types of communities.
That's great. So some of the groups, what they do is they rent other American churches or so, then use that either Sunday evening or Sunday morning or wherever time allows them. So they use that. Correct.
Yeah, I see.
So I just want to correct something that was mentioned. So the Christmas program that was all the churches get together. There are 20 or so churches called the Indian Christian Ecumenical. It's an ecumenical, so that doesn't involve a lot of the Protestant churches. So Protestant churches as kind of sort of separated out. So just the ecumenical church groups, they have the program is tonight.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, tonight at 5 p.m. So that this is where all the 20 churches will get together. They have their carol services and they have their messages at that happens tonight at St. Thomas Orthodox Church in Stafford.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That is great.
Alex is more well-versed on these things.
Yeah, no, so they'll have carols and a pageantry and other program?
No pageantry. They typically it's carols. So each church will represent, once for 5 minutes or so, and they have their carol singing by a group of churches.
Their church choir.
Their choir, yes.
So the choir is from each church?
Church, correct.
So they all get together. It must be a very long program.
It is, about 3-4 hours.
Really?
So, I mean, some churches will do a play, some churches will do, something else in the short time that they have. I remember as a child growing up in Philadelphia, I was part of a ecumenical choir, so the different churches got together, and they also like picked four or five kids from each church, and they all were part of a ecumenical choir itself and sang. So that was also very much
interesting. Fun. That's very interesting. You know, I really like carols. And there's a little brief history about that that I want. Oh, a little bit about my own background, but I got into appreciating carols and the music and everything else that goes on during Christmas time when I was growing up in London as a kid in the public schools there in the Anglican Church. It was very normal to sing all these carols and the hymns. And the Lord's Prayer, et cetera, et cetera, and in the whole assembly that we had, and so I really and of course being London, you know, it's very big in this Charles Dickinson kind of way, and so the folk dances that went along with it was a very nice time of the year, all the colors and the warmth and exuded and the cheerfulness of people. So I've always enjoyed Christmas time. So I mean, even here, if I hear people singing carols, I'll make a beeline to go there to listen to them, because I mean, this is one part of the year that really lifts your spirits.
That's right. Yeah. So I like to add something to the carol which you mentioned. So some of the things that we take from Kerala, when we, wherever, especially Kerala Christians, Kerala Christians are, especially during this time, this period of time, we do Christmas caroling. Mm-hmm. So all the churches will do Christmas caroling. For example, Sower's Harvest Evangelical Church, where we're at, we would go to every family member's house and we'd go there and sing carols. We'll, 20 to 30 people coming in there with drums and tambourines and start singing about 2 to 3 songs and share the Christmas message that a Savior was born.
Well, and, hold on to that thought. We're going to be going to a commercial break in about 45 seconds, and I want to continue on with that. So I just want to identify for people who just called in or tuned in that they're listening to Indo-American News Unplugged, and we're talking with Alex Matthew and Julie Matthew. They're not related, but they are talking to us about how the Indian Christians from Kerala celebrate Christmas time here, and we're going to continue on with that. I want to hear more about the carols and so on and so forth. If you have a question to ask them, you can call at 281-277-6874. This is Jawahar. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to Indo-American News Unplugged. A new way to share your views with Jawahar, Sanchali and Pramod.
अरे मोटा भाई, मार्केट फिर से कितना डाउन हो गया है? पैसा डालना चाहिए कि नहीं?
जो भाई, बहुत फायदा हो सकता है, लेकिन टोटल वाइप आउट भी हो सकता है।
मार्केट में पैसा बनाना आसान नहीं, लेकिन दीप का वड़ा पाव बनाना एकदम आसान है।
दीप वड़ा पाव, made from scratch and ready to eat, available at all stores.
I love you, Papa, because you are always there for me. When I cry, you make me laugh. When I fall, you pick me up. When I'm all alone, you're my best friend. When I won the spelling bee, you clapped the loudest.
You want to always be there for your children. But we all know there are no guarantees in life. And too many Americans today are not prepared for the unexpected with adequate life insurance. I, Ina Patel, would like to help you secure your family's financial future. I'm a trained professional who can help you identify your financial needs and determine which insurance and financial products can best help you meet your objectives. Contact me now to learn more about life insurance, long-term care insurance, retirement income, and various other insurance options. Call me for a complimentary consultation, 713-591-4130.
Ina Patel, agent with New York Life Insurance Company. Be good at life. Selection, selection, selection. At Land Rover Southwest Houston, you'll shop an incredible selection of brand new 2022 full-size Range Rovers ready for immediate delivery. But they're going so fast, so don't wait. Come in now and take delivery before Christmas. Talk to my friend, General Manager Mike Batches, and get a Sunil T deal. Log on at southwestlandrover.com for all details. And then hurry to Land Rover Southwest Houston, 59, just inside the Beltway. Land Rover Southwest Houston, you gotta see this place.
Masala Radio would like to congratulate Jawahar, Pramod, Sanchali, and the entire Indo-American News Radio team for expanding the radio station. Indo-American Radio News will now be on air every Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m. 3 to 4, Indo-American News Unplugged. 4 to 6, Indo-American Radio. They are the king of South Asian news radio shows in the USA. Tune in to Masala Radio 98.7 FM every Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m.
Yes, and here we are. We are Indo-American News Unplugged, and we are talking to Alex Matthew and Julie Matthew on how Christmas is celebrated here. And it seems like what we're really talking about is celebrated by the Kerala community. And but Julie, as your capacity as an elected official, have you come across other Christians from other parts of India?
I mean, that is not a topic that usually comes up, but recently I realized one of the ladies in my sari group was Christian, and I didn't realize that because I thought most of them were Hindus, but she said she's a Tamilian Christian, and, I was somewhat surprised, but that's not unusual. There are Tamilian Christians.
Right, yeah. But, the history of Christianity is very deep in Kerala, because of the Vasco da Gama, when he came, when
most of us do claim our heritage not to Vasco da Gama, but really because of the disciple of Christ, St. Thomas, that was shipwrecked
right
off the coast, and the four families that converted. I can't recall whether it's my dad's family or my mom's family. One of them recently, I was looking at our family history, and it was, I think, 1140 something or 11 something is when I can't recall which one of my side of my family that the book I picked up, but it was 11 something that they became Christians. So
wow, yeah, so it runs very deep.
11 something, yeah.
Christianity runs very deep in Kerala. So, because, like you said about St. Thomas, and I know many people are vaguely aware that St. Thomas landed in was it Calicut?
Chennai, somewhere in.
No, Cochin, you mean Chennai? No, he didn't land in Madras.
No. He landed in. In the Malabar coast, I know that.
Right,
far from my day of, we are taught the history, like I was taught the history when I took my Holy Communion. I think I was 14 at the time, but it's far from that now. But yes, he was stranded off the coast in Malabar in AD 52.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, only from what we're taught is that Brahmins were the only ones who were teachers of the religion, were the only ones who were able to convert. And so four families at the time converted.
Uh-huh.
And most Christians do claim their heritage to those four families.
Wow. I see. How about that?
Yeah. I just want to add something to that. So to a lot of the listeners who, we are one of the, being an Indian, being a proud Indians, we are one of the oldest Christians in the world. A lot of people don't know that. I just want to add to that is because Thomas the Apostle, we were talking, he's one of the 12 apostles of Jesus. Jesus had 12 apostles, and one was Thomas. And he happened to come to South and the Malabar coast, and he came to Kerala, and where he died in Tamil Nadu. And so our heritage goes back to, up to AD 52. So just a little history behind
that. Way before Europe was Christianized, actually India was.
Correct. So we're proud Christians of India. I mean, we're proud to be an American, proud to be Indian, proud to be, proud to be Christian. So we have a long history of, we didn't convert. So there's a lot of information, like people say that we converted because of, British never converted anybody. If that was the case, the whole India would have been converted, yeah. Not just Kerala, you know?
Right.
So Kerala Christians...
I don't think they had very much exposure in Kerala. If you think about the British, not necessarily they really didn't come through that south.
Right. According to what I'm Googling right now, St. Thomas is believed to have traveled outside the Roman Empire to preach the gospel, traveling as far as Talikum in South India and reach Muzuris or modern-day North Paravur.
Paravur.
In Kerala state.
Correct. Paravur. Yeah. That's correct. That is correct. So, so that's all the information. So we a lot of the Christians we have, then we have the Portuguese, then we have all the different flavors of Christianity also came through, or when Eastern Orthodox came through, we had the Catholics, they had Catholicism or Catholics.
Catholics.
we had the Catholics for, a long time. So that's pretty much the background of where we are at.
Okay, we had a listener who just wanted to make one correction. He said there were 13 disciples because Judas was also an apostle.
No,
there's 12.
There's 12 Judas. Disciples, and so Judas was one of the 12 disciples, and the 13th with Matthias, he came afterwards. He came after Jesus' death.
I see.
The original disciples are 12.
Okay.
12 disciples. So Jesus, Matthias came afterwards.
Okay. So.
And then even Paul calls himself a disciple, but he was after Christ. I mean, after Christ had already been crucified. So
right.
Paul calls himself a disciple of Christ as well.
I see. So according to the research I did, St. Thomas arrived in Kerala State in AD 52, like you were saying, Julie. And
yes.
So then there. Some relics were brought to Ortona in Abruzzo, Italy, where they were been held in the Church of St. Thomas the Apostle. So some of the relics from St. Thomas that came there. So no wonder Christianity is so deep-rooted in the south, in Kerala. So now, when in Kerala, do they actually celebrate Christmas in the same sort of way? I mean, it's a very hot place. Here we are in a place where we have great variations in temperatures. Sometimes it gets freezing. I mean, it certainly doesn't freeze in Kerala. So some of the pageantry is different, is it?
So, I mean, we always have the Christmas star. It's made out of paper, and I think it became very much Americans have those same type of thing within the last several years.
Uh-huh.
And my first Christmas tree was never a pine tree. It was actually a bamboo tree.
Really? How about that?
So just to add to what Julie just mentioned is that back in Kerala, we celebrate Christmas, the month of December, by putting up a star.
Uh-huh.
So either you make the star or you buy the star, you hang the big star in front of your house. So in Kerala, one good thing about Kerala, whether you were a Christian or a Hindu or, whatever background you were at, people always put up a star during uh-huh. Christmas time. So that, to us, we don't see that. We put a Christmas tree inside the house. Right.
Yeah.
So one of the big differences, we all the Christian houses, or pretty much all the Christians, or anybody, Hindus and everybody, they put up a Christmas star. Uh-huh.
Is the star outside the door, for example?
Correct.
Or on the top of the house?
The front of the house, yeah.
Exactly. The star is right about the front door. And it's the bright star that people go by and they say, oh, wow, they're celebrating. So when I was a child, something that I look forward to is looking for different types of stars. There's different colors. That's kind of sort of the enjoyments that we had. And another thing is we would build a manger in front of the house, in front of the church and in front of the houses when we were little. Instead of Christmas trees, we would build a little manger where Jesus, a replica where Jesus was being born and things like that.
I see.
Is that more a Catholic thing, though? Because I think building the creche or the nativity scene is more Catholic, because I grew up as a Mirthalmite, which in Mirthala Church is Syriac translate to St. Thomas Church, and we never built it. And I think I'm more exposed to it with my husband, Jimmy, his family, who's Catholic, and they build the nativity scene, the creche, outside their house every year.
This is all I knew when I was little. I was born Catholic, so I remember when I was.
Yeah, probably what. That's why I said, is it more Catholic? Because I think the Catholics definitely build an activity scene in their house or outside their house.
Yeah. Hey guys, we have a listener who just called and he's got a question. And Mahinder Korvi is calling in. Mahinder, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Please go ahead and keep it short.
All right. I went to a Methodist school in Hyderabad. The question I have, yesterday I watched the Bible, and the thing is, the clergy there is Jewish domination in Nazareth, and they say that we don't accept Christ as our king, and then the governor lets the people decide what to do with Christ, and he was crucified and all. But how did it, was it the Jewish domination that were threatened by the Christ?
But you're talking about from after this, what you just saw, the Bible, right?
Yeah, yes. Last night I watched the Bible.
Right. Yeah, I guess this, you guys, one of you want to handle this?
So let me understand. What was the question? Are you saying Jesus's death was Jesus's life was threatened by the Jews? Or I'm sorry, I didn't fully understand what you were saying.
Yeah.
I mean, like I'm assuming during that time in the Nazareth, the dominant religion was Jewish religion, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Then the Jewish hierarchy in the Jewish religion was saying that Jesus is not our king.
They did not consider Jesus to be a prophet.
Right, and then
talks about a king. So the chosen Messiah coming. So yes, the Jewish priest did not believe that Jesus was the king that was coming.
Okay, so all right, then you answered my question. And the next thing is most of the prophet, most of his disciples were haunted and they were killed, many of them killed, right?
Correct. Yes. All except one survived. All of them were willing to give their life for the message that Jesus had.
Who survived?
John, I believe it was John. I'm sorry. I need to go back in there.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. He died on the Isle of Patmos. So he I believe he is the only one.
He was the only one. John. Correct.
I see.
Okay. So the Catholics in Kerala believe in Mary more than. They also believe Christ, but they worship Mary versus Jesus, right?
No. But Mahindra, we're going to go a little bit more into this in a little general kind of way. So
I'll listen then.
Okay. Fine. All right. Thank you. So what I mean, a few nice little points that Mahinder brought out. However, we were talking about the cultural part of Christmas in Kerala. You talked about the star. The nativity scene is not part of the it's part of the Catholic denomination, as Julie was pointing out.
Traditionally, it's not part of other ones. Traditionally, yes.
Correct. And then your first Christmas tree was really a palm tree with a star on top of it?
No, bamboo tree. It was a bamboo tree. We cut out a bamboo and then we put colored paper and balloons on it. That was our Christmas tree when I was growing up in India.
Oh, so they formed a Christmas pine tree, a conical tree out of bamboo.
No, not. I mean, it was never conical. I mean, whatever the shape of bamboo was, that was our Christmas tree.
Really? How about that? Yeah, I see. And so now, of course, there are some songs, some Christmas carols that talk about snow. You know, dancing in the snow, and you know, then one horse opens.
Those were
probably not sung over there, right?
No.
No, I don't recall any of those songs, no.
So were your Christmas carols...
There are Christian songs in India made by Christians. You know, it's not necessarily all American Christmas carols aren't just American. There's Indian Christian Christmas carols too, you know?
Right. And in fact, Christmas carols were first sung in Europe thousands of years ago, but they were pagan songs that were sung by at the winter solstice. And people dance around in stone circles and so on and so forth. It wasn't until much later, after Christ, that the Roman, the Roman bishop, he said that there was a song called the Angel's Hymn, and then one thing led to the next, and they became some sort of carols. But this was mostly a European-dominated, cultural manifestation.
Probably. So we know that in Kerala, we don't have a lot of the carols that we sing here. We do have, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We have all of that. But, we don't have many of the carols that sung here. But we have our own Christmas carols that every year, new Christmas carols come out, and people and churches will sing those carols.
And those carols, meaning from... that they were developed in India, and you brought them here and you sing them here?
Well, pretty much, someone will write the carol and sing it and make it in music, make it a melody, and go for Christmas caroling or sing it at,
I think, Alex, this is a perfect opportunity to take Jay tonight if you're able to.
Yes, really.
Yeah, Jay, you should definitely come see that.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. I might just do that. But now, Alex, earlier on, you were talking about how you go from door to door to sing carols over here. That's something, when I was growing up as a kid in London, I was, 10 years old? Mm-hmm. So we would go door to door, and we'd sing these carols in little groups, and people would give us money.
Right.
And so is that a tradition with the Kerala Christians?
That's correct. The Kerala Christian churches, especially their church members, if they're a church member, if they're doing carols, they'll make sure that they'll go to each and everyone's house and sing carols. Uh-huh. And unless you ask for
each one of the congregants'
Each one of the congregants' house. Jay, for example, hey, you want to hear Christmas carols at your house, and you can just ask any of the churches, hey, I like your house. I'd like to have you come to my house and sing the carols, and they'll be happy to come over and sing the carol, and they'll try to fit it in their schedule and see if they can fit it in. They'll,
It's so, not the quiet, nice carols that you see on TV. It's more boisterous. It's the drum set. There's all sorts of very Indian.
Really?
That is correct.
Really?
It is not the quiet,
You get the big drums, and there's little drums.
That's right.
It's lofty, everything. You get all of it.
Wow.
So it's not the nice Carol the Archangels. it's not any of that. We go all out.
You have the cymbals and...
Symbols.
And Christmas Father as well. It's Christmas Father. It's not Santa Claus.
It's not Santa Claus. It's called Christmas Father.
All right. Well, guys, hold on a minute. We're going to go to another commercial break. We'll be back. This is Indo-American News Radio. I'm having fun talking about this. We're talking to Julie Matthew and Alex Matthew about how the Indian Christians here celebrate Christmas. And they're both Keralites, but we'll learn more. Maybe Alex can sing us a little carol when we get back.
Oh, absolutely.
Welcome to Indo-American News Unplugged. A new way to share your views with Jawahar, Sanchali and Pramod.
सगाई से लेकर बारात के लिए नए जीवन की शुरुआत के लिए
Eternal Designs by Maharaja Diamonds
जिंदगी भर रिश्तों में चमक लाए
Custom wedding jewelry and holiday gifts for the one you love
Maharaja bringing diamonds to life
5821 Hillcroft 713-784-5673
Happy holidays from Maharaja Diamonds
Soon in the prestigious Johnson Development.
Imperial Square.
Near Skeeter Stadium.
First Indo-Pak Center with Imperial Spice Grocery and Halal Meat.
Elite Indo-Pak Restaurant and Royal Banquet Hall.
Imperial Spices at Imperial Plaza in Sugarland is looking for an Indian vegetarian cook for Indian grocery store. They need some experience and of course, khana banana to aana hi chahiye. Call Nadia 832-692-3740.
Brand new center. modern design.
Right on Highway 6 in Sugarland.
First project of its kind in the entire US.
Masala Radio Grand Opening Dhamal coming soon.
Brought to you by Taj Moments, Syed Ali, Taz Enterprise and partners.
Hello, hello.
Looking for fresh homemade spices? Chandrika Masala is the place. Chandrika Masala retail outlet at factory location 13220 Murphy Road. Chandrika Masala, 100% homemade spices, attas and chutneys. 713-789-3088. ChandrikaMasala.com. 713-789-3088.
Masala Radio would like to congratulate Jawahar, Pramod, Sanchali and the entire Indo-American News Radio team for expanding the radio station. Indo-American Radio News will now be on air every Saturday 3 to 6 p.m. 3 to 4, Indo-American News Unplugged. 4 to 6, Indo-American Radio. They are the king of South Asian news radio shows in the USA. Tune in to Masala Radio 98.7 FM every Saturday 3 to 6 p.m.
Yes, and we are talking to Alex Matthew and Julie Matthew for getting more knowledge about how Christmas is celebrated by Indian Christians, especially, and both of them are Keralite Christians, so we're learning more about how their traditions are. So Alex and Matt and Julie are not related, although I guess Matthew is a very common name in Kerala, as other names are probably Thomas is another very common name. Vargas is a very common name. So, but anyway, apart from that, what I mentioned to both these both of them is that when I grew up in London, I used to go out in the streets and man, it was a cold street, you know, cold snow, fog, and we would be like a group of 5 to 10 kids, and we'd go out and sing Christmas carols for money. Mm. But now you sing Christmas carols here just because you want to make people feel good, right? So and
oh,
but
no, don't get that wrong. Hold on. So this is a fundraiser for the church too. So they when they go to the church houses, they do raise funds as well. So
oh, okay.
A fundraiser.
Okay. So when people say that you know you go there, so they'll write a check for $100 or $50 or whatever it is.
It's kind of sort of like donation. If you wanted to give something, you can. There's no compulsory.
That so how many people in the group that go out there to sing the carols?
As many that wants to go from the church. For example, our church, Sower's Harvest, all of our members went to everybody's house.
Wait a minute. So you have 40 members that went out there?
Well, as many as could go. We have children and we have adults, older people, young people.
They have the route, you know, all the preset route for per day, like meaning... If on a weekend, one weekend, they'll, you know, go to 10 houses, 15 houses, another weekend, they'll go to, the, you know, so it is, there's a schedule and as to whose house you're going. And most people will have food and drinks ready for, you know.
Really?
If it's their house, maybe they'll skip the house before and go to their house. And
so how many houses would you do in one night?
Depends on your, so for ours, Sower's Harvest, we had about, one night we had about 10 houses. One day we had 10 houses, the next day we had another 10, so or 7 or 8. So we would take, you know, some large churches, they have maybe 30 or 20 to 30 houses per night, and they would do it. And it makes it, it's fun because they're hopping from one house to another. They're eating and talking and singing and having a lot of fun. So there's a lot of children, parents, everybody's involved.
So, wow. Yeah. Well, how about that? Yeah. So they all come in like a couple of minivans and they'll go out there with their instruments and they'll have, so, and how about the neighbors who are non-Indian who are out there? Do they get...
It's inside, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So inside the house.
Oh, it's inside the house.
Yeah, so okay, so the carols that you're seeing is people are singing. They'll knock on the door. They'll sing outside the door. No, this is not the case for us. So we would be coming into your house. We'll let you know, hey, we're one house away. Be ready.
Uh-huh.
By the time, you know, we get there, doors open, we'll all get inside their living room and get ready and just blast off. You know? Boom, you know, it's a wake-up call, you know. So if you're half sleepy, you would be wide awake by the time we're done.
I mean, in India it is outside. India all the Christmas carolers sing from outside, but in the US I guess we realize is probably not the best, you know, and the noise complaints, it is inside.
Oh, okay.
When they do go caroling, people do stay outside. They don't go inside the house.
Okay. But now, so when they go inside into the living room or wherever it is, then it'll start to sing. And so it's maybe five songs, maybe or one song?
No. We wouldn't do five. That would be too long. Probably about two.
Okay.
Maybe three at the most. I mean, two. Then pretty much.
So about 20 minutes?
But try to get it done in
more
10,
like
15,
five to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes because we have so many other houses to go to. So pretty much we'll be coming and singing a song, then maybe another song, and we wish you a Merry Christmas and that song.
But do you sing Kerala songs?
Kerala sings, correct.
Really? Yeah. And but you might throw in a We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Correct. At the end of it.
That's always a given. We Wish You a Merry Christmas is always a band. Yeah.
Okay.
And the important fact is, important thing, once the songs are done, we have a small, a minute or 2 minute message. It says, a Savior was born in Bethlehem.
Uh-huh.
He was promised and he came and he was born. His birth is for the salvation of those who believe.
Sure, of course. So now I guess you would... You could throw in like a Silent Night.
We could do that too.
Holy Night.
We could do that too.
Yeah.
We could do that too.
You could throw that.
That used to be one of my favorite songs.
Really?
At the end of the night at our church in Philadelphia, all the lights would be turned off and everybody would have a candle. And that would be how the Christmas service ends.
All is calm, all
there you go,
is bright.
I'm sorry.
No,
you got it.
I got it. Dude, I want to go in one of these things and maybe sing one of these songs.
Hey, next year we're coming to your house.
So now you go inside, you do this, and then they give you some cookies and maybe a drink or two or something?
Well, there's going to be a lot of different types of snacks. For example, there would be cakes. Oh, by the way, all those listeners who are listening now, all of the South Indian Kerala stores have something called a plum cake or Christmas cake. They're going to be available till they run out. And this is a special cake that they make it during Christmas time. So those of you who are listening want to go try the Christmas cake. It's at most of the Kerala stores in Southwest side.
Wow, nice. Yeah. Hey, talking about cakes.
Yes.
One of my favorite traditions, because, you know, I lived for a very long time in France. And so my wife was from Paris. And so one of the traditions there, of course, it's a Catholic country mostly, is to have the king's cake for Epiphany. Mm. Now, Epiphany, for those of you who don't know, don't follow this, is 12 days after Christmas. So when the song, the 12 days of Christmas, on the first day of Christmas, my true love, you know, so the 12th day of Christmas is Epiphany. That's when the wise men came up there and they found the baby Jesus. So they have a beautiful king's cake, beautiful French almondine king's cake. You gotta have.
I don't think I ever had one, Jay. I'm gonna have to go look it up now and find one.
No. The one place, a lot of French bakeries sell it, but the one place that sells it at a decent, it's about a 14-inch round cake with almondine paste and all that stuff, and it's Phoenicia, right here on Westheimer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but you have to order it in advance. It's $30. And I have it every year, and they've got the little baby Jesus inside. You have to find the little baby Jesus inside, and whoever finds the little baby Jesus gets to wear the crown. I used to do this with my kids, but I still do it with my kids.
Plum cake has fruit and nuts and fruit and cashews.
Ah, okay.
Is what plum cake usually has, but it's not the traditional American fruit cake, which is not very good, but this is, I mean, really good cake.
Yeah, this is a really good cake.
Really? A plum cake?
Yeah,
it's called. I gotta go find one.
Yeah, all the South Indian restaurant stores have it now. This is the season for it.
Okay. Well, I'll get some more information from you. Well, you know, this is really great. So now I'm going to close out this set because we go out to a regular show. But before I close out the set, I'm going to play a song for everyone for Christmas. It's Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad, which would get us all into a great mood.
I thought you were going to play some Malayalam song. Come on, Jay.
Well, I know, but I don't know a Malayalam Christian.
I think Feliz Navidad will do it.
Okay. No, but...
Oh, okay, fine.
but tell me more how... So you know, there are. Do you guys celebrate Epiphany too?
Not that I'm aware of.
Maybe I don't know if there's any specific churches, but Christmas is it. There's no
nothing after that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nothing that we're aware of. You know.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe there's a sect we don't know, but because there's so many different denominations as well. So, but not in our specific churches. I know the Greeks celebrate Epiphany, but I don't know.
Yeah. You know, there's the Greek Orthodox churches here.
Correct.
There's the Greek Orthodox churches here. There's actually a Eastern Orthodox church on Synod.
That's right.
And so that, I guess, have you visited some of these churches and with your congregations?
Not specifically. No, sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I may have here and there too when I was campaigning, but other than that, no, not particularly. But I mean, I visit pretty much every religious institution out there.
Right.
The position.
And by the way, talking about campaigning, Julie, aren't you campaigning again shortly?
Yes, I am up for re-election next year.
So everyone, please be aware that Julie...
check out my website, judgejuliemathew.com.
Yeah, one of our favorite judges and a friend to all, you know, and if she gets elected, hopefully she'll invite us. Well, not if, when she gets reelected, we need to come over to your house for plum cake.
There you go.
Next time I see you, you'll get plum cakes, but I am restricted now for COVID, so I'm home, but my parents... drop me off some traditional Indian food, which I truly, truly was happy and blessed with. So I can't complain.
Well, that's true. So that brings out one last topic I wanted to touch on very quickly, just very, very briefly. Food-wise, there's no difference in the kind of food that you eat with all the rest of the people in Kerala eat.
Not really.
I mean,
During Christmas time.
Appams and curries are a very big thing. Appams are like, you know, we have something called palappam, which is like a Sri Lankan hopper, but I think we came up with it first or whatever. We have various appams and stews, like chicken stew, and, very, you know, obviously Christians in Kerala are very much meat eaters, so we have various stews made out of different...
But these are not specific for the Christmas time, though.
But there is a certain thing. It is very specific. Like, you always have these things during Christmas time. It's like a given.
Uh-huh.
Like during autumn, we have a certain type of food.
Uh-huh.
On Christmas, it is a given that you're going to have an appam and stew at the house.
I see. How about that? Well, that's good
like
to know.
Onam is the South Indian harvest festival, so we have, you know, a certain type of food then. So same thing during Christmas time. And then Easter, we celebrate Easter, so there's a different kind of appam. So there are certain things that are very much given on holiday season.
Uh-huh.
Just like the plum cake is a given.
I see. How about you, Alex? Do you find that the Indians over here, the Kerala Indians over here, have now assimilated some of the local traditions into as far as food goes and so on? Do they make turkey, for example?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Thanksgiving is a big thing.
No, but I mean Christmas.
Oh, Christmas, no turkey. I don't remember any families that are making turkeys on Christmas. You know, we have our traditional, like Julie mentioned, we have our traditional meals like appam and curries and stuff like that. So that's our go-to thing for Christmas.
Okay, all right, great. Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing all this. That we could continue on, but I mean, I'm just talking about food is making me hungry. We talked to Julie Matthew and Alex Matthew, both from Kerala, and they shared with us their traditions about doing Christmas and celebrating Christmas in both in the old country and then here in the new country. And so I'm really interested. Next year I want to go out for those carolers, Alex, and you'll have to take me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. I appreciate that.
No, of course.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have you again. And all the best to you, Julie. I know you're recovering from COVID, so get well soon.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Alex, we're going to close out the set with this song from Jose Feliciano. And I think, hang on, I'm going to have to find it. Let's see. Yep, I found it. Okay, so...